This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2458. I'm your host, Jeff Alden, the Big Game Hire, and welcome. As I mentioned last week, I'm not releasing a long interview tomorrow. I'm going to be back to that format and that way of releasing next week. I just didn't think it was going to be right to release lengthy work that someone did on a short week, not knowing if you guys would be willing to listen. So we get back to normal next week. But in the meantime, today's show is one where I talk about changing careers and how to do it in not one, not two, not six, but eight steps to changing careers. There we go. Hope you find it helpful. Hope you give this show a great review wherever you listen to it. Share it. Leave a comment. Do something. It does help other people discover the show. And now, let's get going. There are eight steps to changing your career. They all involve effort. They all involve things for you to do. And let me walk through the steps for you. The first one is getting clear about what you want to do. Now, often this starts with figuring out what you don't want to do and then flipping it to the other side. But you have to get a degree of clarity about what you want to do. There are many different tests that you can take. You know, there's one that I recommend that will be in the show notes. But start off with getting clear about what you want to do, whether that's through testing, whether that's through informational conversations with people in fields that you're curious about. This is probably the step that's going to take the most amount of time. And if you are abrupt with it, you will go down too many rabbit holes and wind up at dead ends. Instead, take the time to get clear about what you want to do. Number two is start paying attention to what skills you have that are going to be transferable to this new field. You know, understanding what the requirements are in the new industry or field is important so that you can then start featuring some of the things that you can do based upon previous experience. Which leads to number three, getting qualified by learning new skills to identify some of your deficiencies and then taking the time to learn what you need to learn in order to be effective. And thus having examples of these transferable skills and your new experience becomes important to the next organization. Number five, practice. Practice. You have to practice interviewing to highlight these experiences that you have and are developing in order to land that next job. Number six is networking. Get connected to people at all levels in your desired new field or new position. Networking is the way most positions are filled, thus introductions by people who get to know you, like you, trust you, and respect you, and believe in you, since it's something completely different, is important to you. Number seven, don't forget to consider jobs in proximity to what you want to do. So by that I mean, let me just use an example. If you wanted to be an HR person, you might start off by being a recruiting assistant. It's not necessarily what you want to do, but it's in proximity to what you want to do. So you can learn things and develop relationships that might allow you to step into the next role. Follow, and please don't use that as an example for yourself. Identify things that might be in proximity to what you want to do that will allow you a stepping stone to what you want to do. And lastly, and I do believe this is the most important thing, don't give up when you run into roadblocks. Small steps taken over the course of time move you in the right direction and will allow you to get to where you want to be. Again, you may want to take one big swing of the bat and hit the ball out of Yankee Stadium, but you may need to bunt a bunch of times in order to move the runners over, to use a baseball metaphor. You may need to take small steps over time to get you where you want to get to. And it may take more than a year to do this, but it works. I'm Jeff Alpin. Hope you found this helpful. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. There's a ton in the blog to help you. Plus, you can find out about my courses, which you can rent or buy, my books and guides, a lot there to help you. And you can schedule time for a free discovery call with me where you can check me out and get to figure out whether I'm the right coach for you. You can schedule time for coaching. I'd love to help you. Also, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.